For more than 35 years, Atlanta tunes into Money Talks. For more information on 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies, tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial. Check it out now at Hensler.com.
From the Hensler Financial Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, May 27th, and happy 87th birthday to actor Louis Gossett Jr.
You better stop eyeballing me, boy. You're not worthy enough to look your superiors in the eye. Use your peripheral vision. Understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the top stories that Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cobb jury convicts driver in a crash that killed a Smyrna officer. A family's relieved after former Cobb lawyer gets life for killing mother. And the Cobb DA won't retry Justin Ross Harris for murder. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. A jury in Cobb County has convicted a Buford man, Robert Lorenzo Cox, on charges of vehicular homicide and other related offenses for a 2020 car crash that resulted in the death of Smyrna police officer Christopher Ewing. Cox was found guilty of first-degree vehicular homicide, failure to yield, open container, and tampering with evidence. The crash occurred when Cox's vehicle, a Chevy Tahoe, failed to yield and made a left turn in front of Officer Ewing's police cruiser while he was conducting a traffic stop. Officer Ewing was fatally injured in the collision. Authorities determined that Cox was under the influence of alcohol at the time. Jurors heard witness testimonies and reviewed dash camera footage during the trial. Cox, who had been released on bond, was taken into custody after the verdict. Sentencing is scheduled for next month. The family of disbarred lawyer Richard Merritt expressed relief with the sentence he received this week. Merritt, who was on the run for 8 months, has been sentenced to life in prison plus 5 years for the murder of his mother, Shirley Merritt. A DeKalb County jury found him guilty of murder, aggravated assault, and possessing a weapon during the commission of a crime. Merritt had previously pleaded guilty to stealing settlement money from his clients and was due to serve a 15-year sentence. However, he cut off his ankle monitor and became a fugitive. The court was shocked by his violent act, especially considering his mother had supported him during the trial. The Merritt family welcomed the verdict and felt the punishment was appropriate for his actions. The Cobb County District Attorney's Office has announced that it will not retry Justin Ross Harris for murder after his conviction was overturned by the Georgia Supreme Court. Harris will continue to serve a 12-year sentence for sex offense convictions related to an affair with a minor. The murder conviction was overturned due to the wrongful use of evidence of Harris's extramarital affairs. The DA's office cited the unavailability of crucial motive evidence in their decision not to retry him. Harris's attorneys maintained that the death of his son, Cooper Harris, was an accident and the dismissal of the charges confirms it was unintentional. We'll have more in just a moment.
When it comes to solving complex engineering challenges, there's only one name you need to know, Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Our team of experts has years of experience and uses the latest technology to provide innovative solutions for all your home needs. From foundation repair to waterproofing and drainage solutions, we've got you covered. We work with both residential and commercial clients, and we're committed to providing excellent customer service every step of the way. And with our state-of-the-art equipment and top-quality materials, you can be confident that your project will be completed to the highest standards. So why settle for less when you can have the best? Call Engineered Solutions of Georgia today to schedule your free consultation and see how we can help you tackle any engineering challenge.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We got
guarantee a Staple Drive Foundation. Residential and commercial, hey, we do it all. 678-ESOG now.
Summer scorching heat is here, but fear not. Don't let your house turn into a blast furnace. Call the trusted experts at Daco Systems. At Daco Systems, we do things the old-fashioned way, believing in hard work, quality, and honest communication to ensure your satisfaction. Our service technicians are highly trained and certified, staying up to date with the latest industry standards. You can trust our expertise to keep you cool. Worried about costs? We've got you covered. Daco Systems offers free estimates, and if we do the repairs, there's no diagnostic fee. If you're in need of a new system, we understand the financial strain. That's why we provide financing options and a 100% performance guarantee. When you choose Daco Systems, exceptional service and professionalism are guaranteed from every member of our team. Stay cool this summer and enjoy peace of mind. Call Daco Systems today at 770-209-2261 or visit us at dacosystems.com. Daco Systems, your premier train comfort specialist.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Cobb County Sheriff Craig Owens has appointed David Jones as his new chief of staff following the arrest of former chief of staff Major Braxton Cotton on insurance fraud charges. Cotton has been reassigned to the Adult Detention Center Division, and an internal investigation is ongoing. Jones, a civilian, will oversee various divisions, including communications, community affairs, information technology, and project management. He brings extensive executive experience and holds degrees in management and global business. Jones will begin his role on May 28th, and Sheriff Owens expressed enthusiasm for his appointment, highlighting Jones' skills and understanding of the department's goals. You can find out more on this story at mdjonline.com. The Mountain View Regional Library in Marietta is hosting the Georgia's Response to the Holocaust Survivors and Liberators exhibit until June 26th. Presented by the Georgia Holocaust Commission in collaboration with Georgia Public Library Service, this banner exhibit highlights the courageous stories of Holocaust survivors and liberators who either were or became citizens of Georgia. To further explore the legacy of Georgians and their connections to the Holocaust, a special event will be held on June 21st at 2 p.m. The event, featuring guest speakers from the Kennesaw State University Museum of History and Holocaust Education, will delve into the history of the Holocaust and the experiences of survivors and other Georgians during World War II. The event is open to individuals aged 18 and above. For more info on the event and how to register, check out mdjonline.com. The Kennesaw Police Department is organizing the first annual Cruise In Car Show on June 3rd at Kennesaw First Baptist Church. The event aims to raise funds for Special Olympics Georgia, specifically to support the travel and participation of Special Olympics athletes in their games. The Main Street Cruise In invites car enthusiasts to showcase their vehicles, enjoy music, and savor coffee. While there's no registration fee, participants are required to register their cars. All types of vehicles are welcome to join this charitable event. Check the Kennesaw Police website for details on registering a car in the event. We'll be back in just a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
The Yarab Shrine Circus is back in Marietta for its 80th year, bringing excitement and entertainment to the community. This long-standing tradition showcases thrilling performances and family-friendly acts that captivate audiences of all ages. In addition, Smyrna presents Food Truck Tuesdays, a delicious event where a variety of food trucks gather to offer a wide range of culinary delights. Perfect opportunity to explore different flavors and indulge in a unique dining experience. All of this brought to you by JRM Management.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. If you're the type of person who is prone to snacking at night after dinner while you're catching up on that Netflix series or watching TV, those calories can really add up. Plus, eating late in the evening may affect your sleep. Instead of reaching for chips or a sweet dessert, how about a cup of herbal tea? You can sip that slowly and enjoy it, and be sure and check out all the delicious flavors in the tea section of your local Ingles store.
Former Georgia basketball guard Joshon Holt has announced his commitment to play for Kennesaw State. Holt, a 6'7" guard, had an average of 3.2 points, 3.3 rebounds, and one steal per game during the 2022-23 season. He'll be joining Kennesaw State after previously playing for Alabama and Georgia. Holt will reunite with Coach Antoine Petway, who was part of Alabama's coaching staff when Holt played for the Crimson Tide. Kennesaw State is coming off their first ASUN Conference Championship and NCAA Tournament appearance. Holt's addition will help fill the void left by several transferring players from Kennesaw State. New York Giants quarterback Daniel Jones and tight end Darren Waller are developing a strong connection during their offseason training. Waller's impressive athleticism and route-running abilities have caught Jones's attention, making him an attractive target. Jones appreciates Waller's size, speed, and versatility. Waller also admires Jones's leadership qualities and work ethic. Jones has organized extra throwing sessions for his teammates, showcasing his dedication to improvement. The success of this quarterback tight end tandem will greatly impact the Giants' performance in the upcoming season. Both players have been making plays during practice, with Waller showcasing his leaping ability and making impressive catches. Waller is a North Cobb alum who began his pro career with the Baltimore Ravens and really blossomed with the Raiders. We'll have closing thoughts in just a moment.
Cookie cutters are for the kitchen, not your wallet. You don't have to settle for generic. Our advisors go beyond customizing your portfolio. We match your investments to the financial plan we design around you, your goals, your time horizon, when we design a plan around you. Learn about our integrated approach to wealth. Contact the experts at Hensler Financial, 770-429-9166, or Hensler.com, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com.
For more than 35 years, Atlanta has been tuning into Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. Every week, our experts answer your questions on personal finances, stocks, or the economy. The Money Talks hosts take an in-depth look at a variety of money and financial matters, including 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies. Tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial. Check it out now at Hensler.com.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about your community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer, Jacob Sutherland, director, Doug Harding, creative director, Brian Giffen and Jason Gentarola, news producers, and Shinrei Zhang, video director. All rights reserved. We hope you and yours have a safe, reflective, and happy holiday weekend.